Good afternoon. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Roy. Thank you, worship team. Thank you, lots of testimonies. Thank you for prayer. Thank you for echo for my voice a little bit. today is the third week of the Advent, so we should put the light on the candles. we did in Japanese service, though. So I'd like to share the message about Christmas. The title is A Great Expectation. The scripture I'd like to read is Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2 to 6. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2 to 6. Let me read. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as men rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in the rolling blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulder. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Amen. Amen. Wonderful. Wonderful text. Just read through this text, so I feel full of God's grace. But I'd like to point on the last two lines. He'll be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And Isaiah, of course, proclaimed that the Messiah will born, and he'll be called all these four different names, which means the Messiah will be given to us, and he has all these features. You know, he has all these describe him, we can put all these names. Of course, we can put more names on them, but these names are at least we can understand what kind of Messiah will be born. And the Jews heard this message. They remember these names, and for ages and ages they were expecting, you know, this Messiah, this King will be born for us. And he will be a wonderful counselor. He is a mighty God, and he's Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. They've been expecting, you know, what kind of Messiah will come. And also, of course, Jesus was born, and he was crucified and risen, but still we are expecting our Messiah, and we need him. His incarnation and redemption are done, but we need him daily. We are expecting him daily, right? So all these four names are pointing that what kind of feature, what kind of power in, or enableness we are expecting to our Messiah, Jesus Christ. The number one, he will be called Wonderful Counselor. The Wonderful Counselor means, or this is an expectation of wisdom. We expect him. He's a Wonderful Counselor, and which means this is an expectation of wisdom. So wonderful refers to the acts of God as being incomprehensive, marvelous, or miraculous. Wonderful. You know, wonderful is like the extreme. Names of, you know, it's not just a counselor, but wonderful counselor, the best counselor. And counselor carries with the ideas of one who determines upon a plan of action and carries it out. Like, you know, the Jethro of the Moses' fathers-in-law, who counseled Moses, you know, who have some problems with the people. So how to delegate responsibility, Exodus 18. In 2 Kings 18:20, Hezekiah claimed to have counsel and strength for war. All these, the people in the Old Testament, they need the counselor. It's not just like a, you know, listener, but they need somebody who give good advice. So this counselor means like that. Isaiah is saying that Judea's only hope was the Wonderful Counselor, whose plans, purposes, designs, and decrees for his people would be marvelous, would be wonderful. We can expect Jesus to be our top advisor, Wonderful Counselor. We all need a counselor at one time or another. We need the advice of friends or family. Jeremiah said, "I know, O Lord, that the man's life is not his own. It is for man to direct his steps." Jesus has the credentials to be our advisor because he is completely trustworthy and wise. Jesus provided two things that we'd look for in a great counselor. He is understanding. For Hebrews 4:15 said, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin." And he is someone who really cares. 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. So he is the best advisor, top advisor ever. So when we face any and every decision, this prophecy tells us that Jesus is there to advise us and give us direction. Amen. And also Isaiah called the Messiah Mighty God. Mighty God. This is an expectation of power. The word mighty was commonly associated with warfare and has to do with the strength and vitality of a successful warrior. According to this man, God is a prophecy regarding the divinity of Jesus Christ. He will be the all-powerful God himself. we can expect Jesus to be our mighty warrior. Many people with a limited exposure to Jesus Christ view him simply as someone very meek and mild. We sing. Someone kind and gentle. Someone who turned the other cheek, and when the soldiers beat him and made him carry his cross, he did not resist. And all those things are true, of course. But the larger picture of Christ in the Bible is one of mighty warrior. The enemy is Satan. And the unseen powers of evil that have pervaded every level of existence in our world. Christ is mighty warrior who has defeated and conquered their powers through his work on the cross and his resurrection from the dead. Amen. And even though these powers have been defeated, they still exist to cause us trouble. Almost like sore losers in the battle for cosmic control. That's why Paul can say, "For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does." 2 Corinthians 10:3. Our weapons are different because the battle is spiritual. They will make war against the Lamb, but the Lamb will overcome them because he is Lord of lords and King of kings. And with him will be his called, chosen, and faithful followers. Revelation 17:14. Christ is a victorious king who has already triumphed over the evil powers of this world. Because of that, we can accept Jesus to continue to give us victory over our struggles. As a mighty warrior, he will deliver us safely from the wars we wage against the embarrassing temptations we have difficult time getting under control. Have any of those... He'll deliver us from laziness, bad habits, confrontations with family, confrontations with people with whom we do business. He's the mighty God. We can confront any kind of people, any kind of problems, because our Lord Jesus is mighty warrior. He is the only one let us win in the spiritual battle. Amen. And also Isaiah said, called Everlasting Father. This is an expectation of care. Everlasting points to the promises kingdom that will never end. Father is not to be confused with God the Father, but instead refers to the enduring, compassionate, fatherly care of the Messiah to his people. So this father not means the Father of God. This is a fatherly being means. We can expect Jesus to be our provider forever. Matthew 9:36, when he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Matthew 23:37. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who killed the prophets and stoned them sent to you, how often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathered her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing. This is the verse that expresses his parental role. Jesus provided the care we need and promises to be the protector of our lives. And also Isaiah called Prince of Peace. Wonderful. Prince of Peace. This is an expectation of fullness or completeness. Prince is a leader, military commander, or noble. Peace is the word shalom in Hebrew, which means that the absence of strife, completion, fulfillment, or wholeness resulting in an impaired relationship. We can expect Jesus to be our life peacemaker, calmer. He has brought peace to a once broken relationship with God. He's the only one who can make peace between we and God. Romans 5:1 says, "Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." This peace is life's great gift, a completely unimpaired relationship with God. What once was broken by sin and impossible to restore has been completed by Jesus Christ. On the cross, he cried, "It is finished." Jesus said, "It is finished," which means the relationship was completed. It's done. Nobody or anybody or anything can break the relationship again. He also provides peace on earth. At least that's what the angels announced to the shepherds on the night Christ was born. Glory to God in the highest, and on the earth peace, goodwill toward men. So Jesus Christ is the peace, the Prince of Peace between me and you and your friends. And he is the Prince of Peace. Peace on earth. Peace in heaven. So, with what kind of aspect or feature of this Messiah you are expecting today? Top advisor? Mighty warrior? Provider? And life peacemaker. But as a matter of fact, he is not one of them. He's all these. And these four words are not enough to express him. Amen? We expecting him. We welcome him today. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you so much. You send your wonderful Son, your Holy Son, your only Son, to here to give us what we need. And we are expecting still our Messiah as our advisor, as our warrior, as our provider, as our peacemaker. Lord Jesus, thank you. You're with us till the end of this world, wherever we go, whatever we do. And you are all of these wonderful features, and you are Savior of us, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We want to bring this message to everybody in this city, in this country, in the world who does not know this wonderful Messiah in this Christmas season. Thank you, this service. Thank you, everything, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.